We all love our children. This is an innate feeling of emotion and attachment to our children. So as we love our children, and every parent out there desires and wants for their children to have a better life than themselves. This is a fact. This is a reality. But there's one disadvantage when it comes to overwhelming them with love, and that is pampering. What is pampering all about? I will urge you, parents out there and grandparents, to do a little research on pampering and how it is seen as something negative and is unhealthy for that growing child. Take for example, if we pamper our children so much that we end up spoiling them, and then as they grow up, the demands get greater. So part of pampering is that whatever the child wants, I try my best to instantly give it to the child. And the child is learning that if I don't get what I want, I'm going into a tantrum. I'm going to start crying and shouting, even in public spaces. And I know my parent would quickly give me what I desire. This is very, very unhealthy for the child, that to give the child everything that the child asks for. So we should refrain from this. Even if I have the financial capacity to buy that thing, whatever it may be, could be a sweet, could be a phone, could be a tablet, could be some toy. If I have the means to buy that thing, it doesn't mean I need to and have to buy it. Rather, give the child a set of tasks to do. For example, if you perform well in your madrasa, in your jami'a, in your school, then I will think about giving you that toy or phone, whatever it is that you ask for. Another way of pampering is that we give them their own phones to keep with them 24/7. Now, when you do get a phone, it should be for a short period of time, because the screen, the light, especially the blue light that's on the screen, the longer they look at it, then the more devastating it can be for their sight, for their minds as well. We must encourage children to be active, to play. When we're talking about play, we're talking about running, not just sitting for an hour, for 2 hours at a time on their screens. This is unhealthy for their minds. There should be a little screen time, especially educational games. Subhanallah, Dawud Islami has Kids Land, which are Islamic cartoons with no music, with no immoral and immodest things. That's an alternative where there are Islamic lessons. Another way of pampering a child is that, for example, if a child wants to do something, or maybe a child fell down, they just were running and they fell down, then quickly we'll go and pick the child up. Rather, pause, wait, see how the child picks itself up, see how they solve the problem. So we have the choice of allowing them some autonomy. It's called autonomy, to do things on their own while supervising them. And if you see that they are not making it, you give them guidelines, give them tips and ideas to get the job done. The idea is to help them to become autonomous, to do things on their own, and to become responsible within the framework of Sharia. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.